a very, very big thank you, particularly to Dave. Thank you, Dave. There you are. For partnering with me today on this service. I'm here for the first time to preach. I have sat with you and shared in worship, but it's a real joy to be here and to share with you. So we'll say a prayer before we begin in our reflection time. I come, Lord Jesus Christ, as your servant. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be reflecting on this conversation between Jesus and Peter and the disciples. I wonder if anyone here, hands up if you're a builder by trade. Yes, Mark? Are you? Great. And one there? Or the building trade in any remote way. There are many ways to build. And you might be building a shed in the garden. Anyone built anything from IKEA? Ever? Hands up? Oh, the hands are going up. Okay. You might recall a time in your life when you felt shattered by events. And you thought, okay, after I've wiped the tears away, I've got out of bed, I have to build again. I wonder about the folks in Stourbridge, don't you? So they have to build again. And they have to find out where their friends are, I suppose, to support them in that. In the Bible, there are many, many stories in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, about people on the move. It's very much a pilgrim people, building again. We'll pick up and we'll go over here and we'll build an altar to the Lord. And so it goes on. And, you know, one of the things that really is a marvel to me is bridges. How do people know how to make bridges that are safe to cross from one side to the other? It's an absolute marvel, actually. But there are people in this room that have those kind of talents. It's amazing. I'm part of a chaplaincy team. So I work as a chaplain at the university hospitals in Birmingham, which is the QE, Heartlands, Good Hope, and Solihull. So it's quite a big trust. And part of what I try to do with others is to build a team. Some of you may be part of teams. Some of you may want to build community in this place. Some of you right now as you're sitting there are thinking, I really want to do this. And Jenny, I spoke to Jenny before the service and she said, we'd like to start a prayer breakfast, a ladies' prayer breakfast, and it may be that there'll be some men inspired to start a men's breakfast. Now, I may have said too much too soon, but there you go. It's out there now. It's out there. She's going to put it on the survey anyway. So building, in many, many ways we build because we're made in the image of the Creator. We are creative people, and that's what we do. We've got it in us. It's in our DNA. Now, I grew up in Saskatchewan in Canada. Now, you're all thinking, oh, I've been to Toronto. I've been to Montreal. Well, I'm somewhere in the middle. And it was a marvel to me when I was a mid-teenager, we moved to a new place in northern Saskatchewan. And my dad informed us, well, obviously they'd spoken about it, that he was going to build a house. Well, I was really quite astonished. I mean, my dad was a teacher. How does he know how to build a house? But he got a kit, so it came in the post. They opened the boxes, and they put up the walls, and they hammered in the nails. I say they, anyone he could rope in. They'd be hammering away. And they put on the shingles. In Canada, they're made out of wood. The house is made out of wood. And we called it the house that Jack built because Dad's name is Jack, was Jack. So it was a mystery and a marvel. We can all build in different ways. But it's interesting in the Bible, in the reading from Matthew's gospel, Jesus is the builder. Jesus is the builder. Not you and not me. He says to Peter and the others, upon this rock, Peter, I will build. I will build. What does he build? He builds the church. He builds the body. And he says, the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Death will not overcome it. The winds of hell can blow against it. They can brush against us, but it will not overcome. And we know that Jesus, who was dead, because he rose again, he's true to his promise. For he has conquered death of any kind, hell and destruction. Jesus is the life for us. And Jesus says, upon this rock, Peter, I will build. I will build my church. So Jesus is the builder, and he's building his church upon you and me. He may have been building already with Jenny over there, because she's got an idea about a prayer meeting that she wants to do. So it's a prayer, it's a building not of rocks and stone. It's of people, of living hearts that have been inspired by the love of God and who have an inspiration. They have an idea. They have a movement towards someone that looks lonely. They ring up a friend who they haven't seen for a while. But it's a wonder and a marvel to me that Jesus wants to build upon me and upon you. And it's not an exception in this room. Jesus wants to build. I'm not such a Catholic that I would say Jesus just built the church on Peter, who's now the Pope in Rome. That's the Catholic theology. But that rather the church is the people, and Jesus is building on all the people. And I'd love to have a conversation. I shouldn't have simplified the Catholic position in that way, but that is a core text for them, because upon this rock, but indeed upon, it's quite okay, upon each of us, you are the people. And we have it in Paul's letter to the Romans. He says, some of you will be encouragers, some of you will be merciful and show mercy, some of you will be prophets and prophesy. Doesn't he? And there are other places where he talks about the church and all the people having roles in that. But you know, there's something else that comes before this point in the conversation. The first thing that Jesus says, do you recall what it is? Who do people say that I am, he says. And then he asks an even closer question, Helen, what does he say? Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Who do you say? And Peter responds, and I want to invite you to imagine if it was you. Why not? Imagine it this morning that it's Jesus' question. It's not my question for you, it's Jesus' question. If he was sitting, Helen, on the chair beside you, if he was sitting, Dave, if he was sitting, Gemma, and looking at you, who do you say I am? That's really where it starts, the building. That declaration of faith. For Peter responds, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's a moment of faith, a moment of declaration of faith. And only Peter can answer for Peter. Only Helen can answer for Helen. Only Catherine for me. Do you respond this morning from your heart to say yes? That is something each of us are called upon to answer. Even if we're not sure about everything, as Dave was saying, even if we don't know and understand the depths of the mysteries of God, how could we? Even if we can't answer, but how? You know, there's plenty of those moments. Even if we don't know the way, even if we don't have the first clue how Jesus is going to build in my life, Jesus stands before you and stands before me and asks, who do you say I am? That's the moment of trust in the story that leads us to fulfill what it is in us that God has planted there. You know, we talk about, as teachers, meeting our potential. I look out at you and I think that potential is just sitting there. No, it's being expressed at this place at Himley Road. You're a lively bunch. You're clearly alive with the Spirit of God who is strengthening you in this task that he calls you to. Blessed are you, Jesus, for you are the Christ. And then he says something very surprising, for Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon, for this wasn't revealed to you by any man or woman. It wasn't revealed to you by any person, but by my Father in heaven. And you kind of think, well, I'm stuck then, aren't I? Because if God doesn't reveal it in me, how can I find faith if the origin is God? It's not something I can muster, but it is something I can ask, I can reveal, in the sense that I can look to God and say, fill me. There's a sort of trust, a surrender, a kind of, okay, I've heard, and now I'm going to jump. I'm going to trust. So God pulls us or invites us, and then we go towards. It's this relational journey we have with God. But God is the builder. We don't have to worry. Sometimes we do worry. I do. I look at the world today, and I do look at the destruction sometimes across the earth. And it fills me with sorrow and stress at times. But I think, how will you use me, God? For our own part, we're invited to turn in faith. We don't know entirely how, where, what, and why. It is our inclination to search for that, if we're human. But it is our part to have faith and to declare with Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So, to be participating with God in the building. I'm ready. Here are my hands. Show me. Prior to this service, I had a phone call, and they said, can you come to Good Hope Hospital? Urgently, we need you. I said, well, I'm leading worship quite soon. Could I come after that? Yes, it's fine. So if I slip away quickly, that's why. And you know, I've got it easy because I hold the emergency phone, and at the moment, Jenny is kindly holding it because I said, will you? And she said, yes. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And that's how it works. We're given our task, we're given our nudge, we're given our invitation toward the kingdom of God. And you know what God does? Builds in us all the time, all the time. Eagerly awaiting us to turn again, again, and declare our faith in the only one who can build. And who can address the needs of our world, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. I know that we have Holy Communion, and I want to turn to that soon. But I would like to leave you just with a very simple prayer. And it's been a prayer that's been said within the church since the 3rd century. Even sooner, it's drawn from the Bible. The words are, the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And if you would like to, you can just be quiet and close your eyes with me as we approach the table of the Lord today. We know, Lord, that it is your invitation. You are the builder. You are the one who, by your Holy Spirit, conquers death. In all our little deaths, all our trials and tribulations, you show us the way. You love and heal and build us. You rebuild us. And you are making and building your church. So just in quietness, I invite you to offer yourselves anew today in that purpose of God. And may you make this prayer your own. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And in the words of Christ, and the words of Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.